Yeah, so I want to talk about their album because I think there's some interesting things here. So their album in Her Bass Trumla Salah Dalin. Their album is like this. Their album, we know passing is like Rabbi Kiba, the Gamre. But only the Avionis have Meiser and only the Avionis have Orla. It's not Machalik and Chuslorik and Eretz Yisrael. Their album holds Salah is like Rabbi Kiba. Not only Mistopic, the Loch is completely like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, the Rambam in the Rambam says, again, Perek Beis Halacha Daled in Trumos. Look at the Rambam. Tomorrow is Shel Tilson, Shel Chaydel, Shel Pulalovan, Shel Slav. The Hakafis and Shel Slav, Turim. So the Tmaris of Slav and the Kafisin of the Slav are potter from Trumas and Meisers. And the Rambam says the reason they she'enam pri. They're not a pri. By Medvar Mamurim, so first of all, right away, the Dayak and the Rambam, she'enam pri, that the Rambam is not like the Ramban. Because we saw Shitas Ramban is that the reason why there's no, the reason why Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no Meiser, you don't have the Meiser, the Tmaris and the Kafisin. It's not because they're not a pri at all. They are a pri in the sense of being a pri adama, but they're not a pri ha'ilon. They're not a pri ha'etz. And since the tzlaf according to Akiva is purely an etz, not like Rabbi Lezer that it's yesh bedrochem shavliyer, it's purely an etz. There's no din ma'aseyerek in an etz. That's what's the mahalach of the Ramban. Pi Ramban, Rabbi Akiva might agree that the kafisin and the tamaris are be'etzem a pri. But they're not a pri ha'ilon, and there's no meiser in an ilon. You only meiser the pri ha'ilon. The Rambam is not the way. The Rambam says that the reason why there's no meiser from the kafis and from the tamaris is because she'ena pri. It doesn't say because they're not a pri ha'ilon. They're only a pri adama. They're not a pri at all. So that's number one. So deep medukin the Rambam holds. Could be that's the passage in the sugya. The Ramban is a very mechudishtik mahalach. The Rambam learns that according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no meiser. The reason why there's no meiser yerek from the kafisim and from the tamaris is because they're altogether not a pri. So then the Rambam goes on and he says a chiddush by medvar mamurim. When is that true? The shazor and lezera. If he planted the tzlaf lezera, avolzor liyerek. But if he planted it liyerek. So then, Harelu Chayovim. So then, if you planted it liyerek, I don't know what the zera, I guess is the avyonis. Not so clear to me. The zera is the avyonis. But if you planted it liyerek, then Harelu Chayovim. Chayin avyonis shul slav chayovim neshim pri. They are pri. So it's moving around. There's a chiluk in the slav itself. There's a chiluk din, like we saw the Ramban brought in the Mishnah Blagabe Kuzbar. There's a difference if you're in a tail lizera and a tail liyerek. So Rambam holds the same things by Etzlaf. The din of Rabbi Akiva that it's that by Etzlaf, you only ma'aser the Avyonis and not anything else. It's only when you're in a teyet lizera. But if you're in a teyet liyerek, then everything's chayiv and ma'aser. The tamaris and the tamaris and the kafis are also chayiv and ma'aser. And the emes is, first of all, it's Rambam l'shitosoi in the sense that l'fi the Ramban, this halacha is probably not true. Because l'fi the Ramban, what is it going to make a difference if you, why would it make a difference if you were in a teyet liyerek? But it's slaf is an Elon, and Elon doesn't have Maaseh Yerek. The fact that you're in a Teyat Liyerek doesn't make it no, doesn't change that it's an Elon. If Be'etzim and slaf is an Elon, and if there's no din Maaseh Yerek from an Elon, so what difference would it make, what would it make if you're in a Teyat Liyerek? L'chayr. No, the reason why you don't Maaseh the Kafis and the Tmaris according to Rabbi Kiva, according to the Rambam, is because not a pri. But if you're in a teyet liyerek, then it becomes a pri, and then it has the ma'aser yerek, like by Kuzma. Ma'aser, not so clear in the Rambam where he got this from. Though. What's the mucker for this Rambam? I mean, if you describe it by analogy to Kuzma, just a svara, the Rambam should have said Yerali, Kedarkoi. Rambam doesn't say Yerali. Smashly has a mucker for this thing. That if you're in a teyet that's tafli yerek, then it is chayim ma'aser. So that needs to be what's the mucker for the Rambam. I mean, for all I know, maybe it's Yerushalmi somewhere, I don't know. But I want to suggest, I'm going to, it's Shem, it's the Mahalach HaDvarim, I want to suggest that I'm a mocker for this Ram. But the Chora raises difficulty. This Rambam raises a problem. Because the Rambam himself, the Rambam in, you know, when he talks in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni ben Etzer Avoy, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, we got the Arla. Ram says, "Hatzlaf chayv orla ha'agenis bilavad, aval ha'kafisim mutarst." So the Ram passes, like Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Yudamrav, like Mar Baravashi, that the din orla by tzlaf is only on the agenis and not on the kafis. Here, the Ram is not mechalak. If he was in Taylor's there, he was in the Taylor Yerik. Yesh lai, lafi the Rambam. That if you netay it li yerek, Rabbi Kiva's din changes and it becomes chayv and ma'aser because then the tamaris and the kafisim become a pri. So why shouldn't that be true by all the two? That if you netay it li yerek, then the kafisim become a pri and they should have a din of all. And likewise, in Chukas Brachas, Rama Paskins that on the Yevyonis make a bari priates, and Perches Halacha Vav. The Ram says that in the Yoinis make a bari piyats, but in the Kafisim you make a bari piyadom, like Rabbi Kiva. And the Kafisim you make a bari piyadom. Why isn't the Ram mechalak? That's only if you want to teyat al you want to teyat lizera. But if you want to teyat liyerek, so then there should be bari piyats. So let's think this through. This is a kasha. It's not a kasha. Maybe it's klutz kasha. We could say, answer Poshut, that what's the question? The question is, if you're in a Tehli Yerek, if you're in a Tehli Yerek, why isn't there a Machalik that if you're in a Tehli Yerek, then there should be Orla even in the Kafis? There should be Bari Pi'etz even in the Kafis. The same way, if you're in a Tehli Yerek, it's Chayav and Mais. So, Luchar, I have Shalayma. The Ram holds that even though when you're a Taylor Yerik, it becomes a pre, because now you have Das to eat it, so it becomes a pre. But it's not a pre eitz. It's only pre adoma. Because maybe the Ram holds, like the Ramban, like the Bahag, that the difference between a pre eitz and a pre adoma in a tree, the things that are pre eitz and that are pre adoma, it's nothing to do with Das. It's botanical. What does it help that he's in the tail of Das Yerek? So he has Das for the Das for the Tamaris and for the Kafisim. So the Das can make it that it's a pre, it can make it that it's Chayim and Maisim. He didn't Maisi Yerek. But if Rabbi Kiva holds, but maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that the Kafisim are not a pre Hailo, are not a pre Eitz, they're a pre Adoma. Maybe botanically they're a pre Eitz and not a pre Adoma. And if they're botanically a pre Eitz and not a pre Adoma, then the bracha is going to be buried. You can have all the Das that you want. You can't turn all the Das in the world. You can't, all the Das in the world can't make a, you know, all the das in the world can't make can't turn a potato into an apple. You can't turn a pre adam into a pre eitz. So maybe Rabbi Kiva holds, like the Ramban Taka says, that Rabbi Kiva holds that the kafrisin are beetzim, not a pre eitz. They're beetzim, were pre adam. So maybe that's the shot in the Ram as well. Maybe that's the answer for the Ram. Das can only fit meiser because meiser you have even meiser here. But it can't make the kafisin into a bari priyats if the kafisin are beetzim not a priyats they're priyadoma. It can't make it to the kafisin chayv and orla if the kafisin are beetzim a priyadoma not a priyats. But I think in the Rambam it's very hard to say this because the Tana of the Braisa for sure holds the kafisin are priates. The Tana of the Braisa says that on the kafisin you make a bracha bar priates. So even if the difference between a priates and a priadoma is a botanical difference, but we know for sure that there's at least one Tana, the Tana of the Braisa, who's Rabbi Lezer coined the Moshe Shalom, who holds that botanically the kafisin are priates. So mechatesa that anybody argues on that? Mechatesa to invent that Rabbi Kiva argues on that? Bishlam of the Ramban does say that Rabbi Kiva argues in that. The Ramban makes the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar a botanical argument. Are the kafisin a priyais or a priyadoma? That's the Ramban l'shitosu, that the Ramban learns that the reason why Rabbi Kiva holds there's no meiser from the kafisin is because Rabbi Kiva holds the kafrisin are botanically not a priest, they're a pri adama. And then the Rabban has this rule that from a tree you don't take off, you don't take maaseh yerek. So the Fidei Ramban, there's a mukkah in the sugya to say that Rabbi Kiva Taka argues with the Tana of the Brisa, with Rabbi Lozer about whether or not kafrisin are a priest or a pri adama. As the Ramban says beferish, Ramban says is ma'arech, that there's a double machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozer. First of all, they're arguing about whether a tzlap is an ilun or whether it's a yerek, or at least yesh bedrochem shavu yerek. Rabbi Kiva holds it's entirely an ilun, and then number two, they end up having an argument that Rabbi Lezer holds that the kafrisin are priates. That's why you're making them a bari priates, like the town of the Brisa, who's Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Kiva holds that the kafrisin are beetzim a bari piadoma. So therefore, since the tzlap is an eitz, you can't take off maaseh yerek from an eitz. But we saw already that's not the Rambam Shita. The Rambam learns that the reason why there's no Maisa, why Rabbi Kiva says there's no Maisa from the Kafisin and the Tamaris, is because it's not a pri at all. Not because it's a pri hadoma and there's no Maisa Yerek from an Elam. But rather because the Kafisin and the Tamaris are not a pri at all. And therefore the Rambam says that if you want to tail Das Yerek and then you do have enough Das to make it into a pri, so then it does have Maisa. It's Maisa Yerek in a tree. The Rambam doesn't have the whole notion that there's no Maisa Yerek in a tree. The Rambam learns that time with Rabbi Kiva, the reason why Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no Meiser from the Kafrisin and there's no Meiser from the Tamaris is because they're not a pri at all. And Das can turn it into a pri if you natale Das Yerek, and it does become a pri. So if you were natale al Das Yerek, so now the Kafrisin and the Tamaris become a peri. So why shouldn't there be a din arla on the kafrisin? It's a pri. The das made it into a pri. Das, the fact that you entail das yerek made it into a pri. Of course, you can ask botanically, is it a pri eitz or a pri adoma? Maybe the Rambam agrees that there's a botanical difference between a pri eitz and a pri adoma. But that I already know from the Tana of the Brisa that if there is such a botanical difference, the kafrisin are a pri eitz, not a pri adoma. The Tana of the Brisa is the bracha is very pri eitz. And even though Rabbi Kiva argues, that's only because Rabbi Kiva holds not a pri at all if you entail it's down. But if you want to tell al das yerek that it is a pri, so what kind of pri should it be? A pri eitz or pri adoma? Some should be a pri eitz, like you see in the Tana of the Brisa. Who says Rabbi Kiva argues? Why should we say Rabbi Kiva argues in that nekudah? So therefore, hadra kushul duchta. So the kasha still remains. Lefi the Rambam, if you want to tell das yerek, now it's a pri. If it's a pri, if the kafrisin and the tamaris now became a pri, then the kafrisin should be a pri eitz, like the Tana of the Brisa holds. Who says Rabbi Kiva argues in that? And therefore, you should have a din arla. And should have a bracha bari pi'etz. So the Ram should have been mechalik. The Ram, when he says that there's no orla on the kafrisin, should have been mechalik. That's only al das yerek. But if you want to tell das yerek, then it's a pri. And if it's a pri, then it has been orla. And the same thing for brachas. It should be a bari pi'etz. Right? I think Be'echuk, you have to say in the Ram. That the Rambam learned that the difference between a priates and a priadoma in a tree, why something's in a tree are bari priates and something's a bari priadoma, is not because it's not a botanical difference. But rather, the Rambam holds, like those Rishonim, those Gaonim, that the difference between a priates and a priadoma is a dastika difference. A priates is the part of the tree that you had das, the shasnatiya. And a priadoma are those parts of the tree for which you did not have das, the shasnatiya. Like we already know that it was by sugar, we saw machlekes the gain, what bracha do you make on sugar? That's what it's telling. So the Rambam holds like those guys. Rambam holds that sugar is altogether zeh balma, so you can't know from what the Rambam holds by sugar. But l'gufenyan, we could say that the Rambam holds that the difference between priyes and priyadoma is a dastik difference. And the Tana of the Brisa holds that on the kafrisin you make a bracha bar priyes, because the Tana of the Brisa holds that people planted slat not only for their bionis, but they planted for the kafrisin too. And the Rambam passes like Kibbalazar. According to Abel Lazar, people planted the slav for the kafrisin primarily, that's why it's bari pi'etz. And maybe they have a secondary kavana for the tamaris and the olam, so it's bari pi'adoma. And Rabbi Kiva holds that people don't plant the slav for anything except their avyanis. And that's why everything does not appear at all, because it lacks das completely. But the Rama holds that even if a yochid were to plant a tzlaf al das yerek, There is such a thing that the yochid you planted in Eldas Yerek. That's not the norm. Most people planted Lazera. But even if you planted it Liyerek, Ram holds that you're planting it Liyerek is strong enough that it could make it into a Priya Adama. But it can't make it into a Priya Eitz, because Priya Eitz means the primary das of the tree. And Priya Adama is the secondary das of the tree. So the Rabbi Kiva holds that there's really normally the das is for the Vyonis, and there's no das at all for everything else. If you had das for the Yerek, if you had das, if you want to take Das Yerek, so then you have das for the Kafisan and the Tamaras too, but it's never more than a secondary das. Because since most people planted for the Avyonis are the most chashuv part of the slap. So even if you're in a Tayat Liyarek, but it's a secondary, it only can rise to the level of a secondary das, and therefore it'll only rise to the level of a Priya Adama, not a Priya Eitz. So the brach will still be Bar Priya Adama, and there won't be an Orla. But Maisa, you'll be Maisa, you'll Maisa, Maisa Yerek. I think that's Haskalah's Dvarim in the Rambam. Shah is where the Ram got this from. I mean, that's a big chiddush. Mechatayis is hashchilukim. Stamazed is no das at all. But if you have das, it helps to make it a secondary das, but not to make it into a primary das. Where did Ram get that from? So I had a machshava that the Rambam, he got it from the sugya. Because the Rambam had a different shot in the Gemara. Before by Kaira, when the Gemara asked, the Gemara said, Kaira is Shahakal, because the Noti Inshi Adai to Dohachi. So the Gemara asked from Slav, Harry Slav, the Noti Inshi Adai to the Pircha, and yet you make a Bari Pedoman out of Shahakal and the Tamaris and the Olim. And the Gemara answers, no, Slav is also Noti Lu Adai to the Shusa. So we were talking many times, because there's a tension in the Gemara. First the Gemara says it's Adai to the Pircha, and then the Gemara says it's Adai to the Shusa. So what's going on in the Gemara? So up till now, we have two possibilities. Possibility number one, that it's a chazorah. That the Gemara thought people in a Teh Slav only a to the Pircha, and the Maskana is not in a Teh Taka to the Shusa. And why is something's Bari Pi Eitz and something's Bari Pi Adama? That's a botanical difference. But the Das is 100% a to the Shusa, and then it's just a chazorah in the Gemara. That was one mahalach. Then we had another mahalach in the Gemara, that the Gemara means a lot of the primary Das is a to the Pircha. But the Gemara is mechadish that there's a secondary Das a to the Shusa. And then we could say that maybe the primary das things are Bari Pri Eitz and the secondary das things are Bari Pri Adam. Come on, we already flogged this verse many times. I want to suggest, though, the Rambam is different from Shat and Gemara. The Rambam is Shatan more like this. Slaf is not the Inshi Adai to the Pirch. What that means that most people are Natei Slaf Adai to the Pirch. And they don't have das at all for the Olam and the Tamaris and the Kafis, for the Tamaris and for the Olam. Most people plant a slap a day to the pircha. Only a day to the pircha. So the bracha and the tomorrow is sort of bishachal nivadvai. That's the most kasha. Why is it didn't occur? The bracha is bishachal nivadvai. Answers the Gemara. Slap, not the inshi, a day to the shusa means there are some people who planted slap for the shusa. Which people planted slap for the shusa? The people who are in a tail, das yerek. It's not the inshi adai to the shusa means that they're neteit liyerek, but it doesn't mean that everybody's neteit liyerek. See, in the Rambam Hilchos Trumas, not everybody's neteit slaf liyerek, but some people are neteit slaf liyerek. So what I'm saying is, slaf, you're right. The norm is to plant it lazera, and if you plant it lazera, then there's no das for anything else except the yavyonis and the kafis and point that tana, and everything else would be a shakal nivadvar. But since there are people who planted Liyarek, and if you planted Liyarek, then it's not like her. If you planted Liyarek, then it does become a pre, the Tamaris and the Olivan. It does become a pre. So therefore, Chazal said in Brachos that there's a loy plug. Since some people planted Liyarek, so the Brachos Bari Pi Adama. We're not going to make it that for some people the Brachos Bari Pi Adama, and for some people the Brachos Shakal Nivad Bari. Since there are people who planted Liyarek, and for them, the bracha is Bari Pi Adama, so the bracha is Bari Pi Adama for everybody. After all, it's not a sheker, Bari Pi Adama. That was one of the problems. It's not a sheker, say Bari Pi Adama. It's just not something for it. So since there are people who planted slap adai to the shusa, and for them, the bracha will be Bari Pi Adama, so therefore the Brisa says, then for everybody, the bracha is Bari Pi Adama, so then everybody makes the bracha Bari Pi Adama. Because of those people who planted the dice to the shusa. So it's very slack in the Gemara. It's not a chazar in the Gemara. The emes is that it's directed to Pircha. But slack, but this is a not the inchi adaita to Shusa. That means there are people who planted adaita to Shusa, adaita to the air. And for them, the bracha would be Barer Piyadama. So once the bracha is for some people, the Barer Piyadama, so the bracha, so everybody makes it Barer Piyadama. We're not going to say some people are mafarat and some people are not mafarat. If some people have to be mafarat, then everybody has to be mafarat. That's the Rambam learned up the Gemara. If that's the case, though, then it's also moving the Gemara, but Farish, that even those people who planted a Dait of the Shusa, even those people who planted a Dait of the Erech, but it only goes up to the level of Barpi Adoma, not the level of Barpi Eitz. We don't say that since some people planted a Dait of the Erech, so, and they have to make a Barpi Eitz, so everybody should make a Barpi Eitz. Now we don't say. Why not? It must be that even if you planted a Dait of the Erech, so that's enough Das. There's enough das there to turn into a pri, to turn into a Barer Piyadama, but there's not enough das there to turn into a Barer Piyetz. Maybe because even those people primarily, the primary das is still for the Avyonis. Or maybe because, al derech we saw in the tour, that it's not... that's what I want to say. It must be that even those people who planted, even for those people who planted a Dait of the Erech, that just means that they eat the Yerek, since they planted a Dait of the Yerek, they'll eat the Tmaris and the Olam too. So they have to make a Bracha Barer Piyadama. But the Avyonis is still in more Chashiva part of the Pri. The primary Das is still in the Avyonis. And even those people will only make a Barer Piyadama. So the like plug only goes to make only is Mechayiv a Barer Piyadama. There's no plug to be Mechayiv a Barer Piyetz. If that's the case, then all of the Rambams are Beferish in the Gemara. So then it says Beferish in the Gemara. First of all, the Ram says in Hilchos Trumas that there's a Metzias. The Ram says in Hilchos Trumas that if you planted a Dait of the Erech, then there is Ma'aser from the Tamaris. There is Ma'aser from the Kafrisa. Where did the Ram get it from? He got it from the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara itself says that even though it's not to do a Dait of the Pircha, that the Das is to plant the staff for the Pircha, which is the Avyonis and the Kafrisa according to Rebbe Lezer, or just the Avyonis according to Rebbe Kiva. But there are people who planted a Dait of the Shusa, who planted a Das Yerek, and for them it does become a Pri. So for brachas, there's a loy plug. In Maisha, there's no loy plug. But you see, that if somebody plants it a Dait of the Erech, then for him, it's a pri. So then you have to Maisha it, says the Ram. So therefore, if you planted a Das Erech, you don't have to Maisha it. Not the Olam, I guess the Olam are altogether not so edible like in Rebbe Lezer. But a kapon of the Tamaris and the Kafis, and you have to Maisha. So that's the mocha for their Ram and Uchlas Trumas. Furthermore, you see from the Gemara, if this is how the Ram read the Gemara, you see from the Gemara that lenient brachos is a light plug, since some people planted a Das Yerek, so it's a Barer Piyadama for everybody. So that's the Ram and Hilchos Brachos. Then in Hilchos Brachos, we're not mechalik if he planted al Das Yerek, he didn't plant it al Das Yerek. Doesn't make a difference. Since some people planted al Das Yerek, everybody makes a Barer Piyadama. That's Ram and Hilchos Brachos. But there in Brachos, we're not mechalik. How he planted it, al das yerek. Does state in the Gemara. The Gemara says that in brachos is a light plug. And furthermore, and finally, it's more in the Gemara that even for those people who planted a Dait of the Shusa, who planted al das yerek, but it's only a pri adama, not a pri eitz. The das that they have can raise it up to the level of pri adama. It doesn't raise it up to the level of pri eitz. So in arla, it's not going to be chayv in arla. So therefore, the Rambam says in the arla, it's only the avyonis, not the kafisin like Abikiba. And the fact that they planted it, even if somebody planted it a Dait of the yerek, it'll make it a Barer Piyadama, but it's not going to make it a Barer Piyetz. So by the same token, it's not going to make it a Chayav and Ola. It's very smart. Perhaps a new mahalach and how to read the Gemara by Dait of the Shusa. And with that, it's Miyusha, all the Rams now are Mamash, they come out, they flow from how the Ram read the Gemara. Yeah. There's one Rambam that I didn't talk about yet that I think needs a little bit of hesber, though. It really belongs to the next sugya, so maybe we'll revisit it in the next sugya when we come to the sugya pilpul. But just to mention now briefly, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that on pilpul, on pepper, Someone makes a chiluk that if it's dry pepper, then the bracha is then there's no bracha at all, or either shahakal or no bracha at all. But if it's not dried, if it's retifta, if it's moist, like the fruit, the pepper fruit. So then there is a bracha. Then there is a bracha. Tell me what bracha it is. What bracha do you make on pilpul when it's moist? On fresh pilpul, what bracha do you make on fresh pepper? It's more than you do make a bracha. On dry pepper, maybe there's no bracha at all, or maximum shakal, but on fresh pepper, you make a bracha. But what bracha do you make? The Gemara doesn't say. What it does say in the Gemara is that pepper is chayav an arla. It's a tree. It's a pre-eitz. It's chayav an arla. It's a pre-eitz. That's for sure. That's a very interesting Gemara that it's a pre-eitz. But what bracha do you make on it? To the chayish make a bracha pre-eitz? It's chayav an arla. It's a pre-eitz. Why not? Pepper goes on a tree, so it should be a bracha pre-eitz. The staking law is chayav an arla. Chayav is a tree. Bracha pre-eitz. We make pepper on our green peppers. I'm not sure if our green peppers are the pilpul of the Gemara. Green peppers make a bracha pre-eitz. I don't know if this is the same thing. The peppers that you make pepper out of, I don't know what they look like when they're fresh. We never, but I don't know. So I can't exactly. But Gemara says it's a bracha pre-eitz. I mean, Gemara says it's chayav an arla, so it's an eitz. So, but the Rambam paskens that on fresh pepper you make a bracha pre-eitz. So that's why. So the Kesef Mishnah is even though it's an eitz, but since people's primary das is to eat the pepper after it's dried and made into ground pepper as a spice, so they're not primarily planting it to eat it fresh. So therefore, the bracha goes down to Bari Pi Adam, it's not a Bari Pi Eitz. It's like not the inchi adai to the retifta. It's not the inchi adai to the aveshtas, like not the inchi adai to the retifta. So therefore, the bracha is only Bari Pi Adam. But my question is, so that sounds very much like a tzlach, like the kafrisin of a tzlach, that it lacks in it's that it grows on a tree, but it lacks in but it's like not the inshi adai to the hochi. But kafrisin of potter from Arla. So why is it the kafrisin of potter from Arla? Because the not the inshi adai to the hochi, and even if some people do have kavanah adai to the shusha al dasi erek, but it doesn't rise to the level of pre-eitz, and it's only pre-adamah, and therefore it's potter from Arla, it's not chayav in Arla. So by pilpul, why don't you say the same thing? That since it's not the inshi adai to the hochi, so even if it's a pre adamah, but it's not a pre eitz, and it shouldn't be chayav an olah. I think you need to be mechalak. By the kafrisin, since people, most people, are not neteir al das the kafrisin, so really it's not a pre at all. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, it's ain't a pre. It's not a pre. The fact that people don't plant it for the kafrisin means that the kafrisin are not a pre. So even if you did plant it al das yarek, you did plant it to eat everything, to eat the kafrisin too. So you could make it into a pre, but you can't make it into a pre-eitz. But in the case of the pilpul, people plant it for the pilpul. They don't plant it for something else. They plant it for the pilpul. They don't plan to eat the pilpul fresh. They plan to eat the pilpul dry. So they're not the plan is not to eat the pilpul in this form, but it still is planted for the pilpul. So the pilpul is a pre. You can't say the pilpul's not a pre because people plant to eat it dry. The thing that people want to eat dry is this pilpul, except that they're going to wait to dry it out. They're going to put it in the air fryer and they're going to eat it. They're going to eat it dry. So that doesn't make it not a pre. So it is a pre. So why is the bracha bari pe adama? If it's a pre, then the bracha should be bari pe adama. It's chayiv an orla, and so you have to say that that's just a different halacha. That even though it's a pre, because people are planning to, they plant it for the pilpul, so it is a pre. It's not a pre. It is a pre. But since they're not neteya to eat it in this form, they're neteya to eat it in a different form, so it's not chashur enough to make the bracha protis of bari pe. It's only the bracha kolos of bari pe adama. There in the tour we had saw that the tanna could be a bari pe'etz be'etzim, but it's not chashuv enough to make a bracha pratus. But the tour learns that up in slaf itself. That's how he learns up the sugi of slaf. And the Ram, we saw that sugi of slaf, the Ram didn't learn it. So I don't know where the Ram got this from. I don't know where the Ram got it from. He didn't get it from slaf, but somehow the Ram seems to have this new other idea that the pilpul is a pre. Well, it's a pre, it's chayiv and orla. It's not like slap. Slap is potum and orla. The kafisin of a slap is potum and orla. Even if you're in a teyed al das yerek, it's still potum and orla. By its slap, the lack of das, the fact that most people are not in a teyed for the kafisin, and even some people are, but that's not the primary das. So that makes it ice pre. It's not a pre. It makes it ice pre eights. It's maximum pre adam. It's not a pre eights. So therefore, there's no orla on the kafisin. By the pilpul and by the pepper, it is a pre. So linyan orla, it's a pre. Linyan orla, what do I care? Issa orla doesn't care if people are planning to eat it dry, pleading people to plan to eat it moist. It doesn't become orla when you dry it out. It's orla from the very beginning because people plan to eat the pilpul. So avada has an issa orla. But there's a different svara that lean brachas, if you eat it in a way that's not the normal way to eat it, that's not the way that most people plan to eat it, where that's not the way, I mean, I don't think it's abnormal, but it's not the way that it was planted with the intention to eat. So somehow, even though it's a pre-eitz, it doesn't warrant the bracha protus. Yeah, the svara is good, but where did Ram get it from? Where did Ram get the svara? The Torah got it from the Sugi of Slav. I don't want to recapitulate all of it. But the Torah learned up the Sugi of Slav that way. That Slav is Batsim of Pre-Aids and there's Orla on the Tamaris. And nonetheless, it's a Bari Pi-Adama. So you see in the Sugi itself that even though the Tamaris have Orla, but they're only Bari Pi-Adama because they're not Choshev enough for a Bracha. Since you don't have Das for them, they're not Choshev enough for a Bracha Pratis. Yeah, that's a different halach in the whole Sugi. The Ram doesn't learn the Sugi that way. The Ram learns that the Slav does not have it in Orla. There's no Orla on the Tamaris, no Orla on the Kafisa. It's not a pre-eitz betzim. The lack of das makes it that it's not a pre-eitz betzim. So pilpul and alkochus is a different din. The pilpul is a pre-eitz betzim, but there's a different halacha that if it's not the inshi of that dying to do a tifto, so then you don't make a bracha protus, you only make a bracha kolos. Yeah. Where do I get that from? Maybe we'll revisit it when we come to the sugya pilpul. Okay, I'm going to go back to the Gemara a little bit. I work harder on the Rambam, so it's almost the same. I'm shifting Marvin a little bit. Who are we holding? Feels like we haven't looked at Marvin in a long time. Yeah, let's pick it up from on the base, but typically the Nasa Shema Lupri. They threw away the avyonis and they ate the kafisin because they're like Rabbi Kiva. Even if the kafisin are not a pri, but they're a shayma lepri. And we have Allah Rahman Omar, Veraltim or Lovi S period. So from the S, we dash in the S, Atofel period. You might need a Shayma Lepri. So there's the din that by Arla, not only is the Arla also Bahana, not only is the Pri also Bahana, but the Shayma of the Pri is also Bahana. And the Kafisin are a Shayma and the Pri. So they should have an Isser, they should have an Isser Arla mitzad that they're a Shayma Lepri. That's Atofel period. Look, Rashi. Typically, you know, I mean, Rabbi Kiva don't really need my say the la parent, you know, but in your Orla, I see you the cafes in the Havilishaim. So my answer is, Omer Rabba, Hey, I mean, the Nasa Shemel Pri, Hey, the East of the Metalish, Bema Machober, Hacha, Bema Machober, East of the Metalish lesson. The Din Shemel Pri is only if it's a Shemel even Metalish. But the Kafisin, they fall off. They fall off the fruit. So by the time you take the fruit off the tree, so it doesn't have this, doesn't have the kafisin. That's not called the shema. Rashi says, "Tolos lesser seifish and neifel him enu kishem agil is bashal." When the fruit ripens, the kafisin fall off. Eisei abaye, so I yes. How can you say such a rule? The Mishnah says, "Pit mishal rimaim mitzarefes." It's mitzaref for tumas eichlim, but the nates, which is also this kind of shomer that the Riman has, that's not mitzaref for tumas eichlim. So mitkama. So first of all, we establish with that the nates, which is like the kafrisin and a Riman, I have no idea what the botanical material is, but which they're talking about, but that the nates is royal achilo. It's any royal achilo. It doesn't have tumas eichlim. And yet, v'tanu gabi orla, and yet the Mishnah says, klipei rimon v'neishaloi, klipei goyisim v'agarinim, chayofim v'orla, that there's orla from klipei rimon, and there's orla from the nates of a rimon. The nates of a rimon is orla. So why is the nates of a rimon orla? It can't have orla because it's a pri, it's not royal achila. Hakochet has orla because it's a shomer. But it's not betolish, it falls off betolish, it's only b'mechubah. So you see that to be a shomer, it doesn't have to be betolish, it's enough that it's a shomer b'mechubah. So Rashi, pit mishal rimon, haperach shebereishu ke'en sheyesh le'tapuchim u'lespargolim. Mitzterefes le'beitz, le'kebeitz le'tumas eichlin. V'hanei shalai b'neitz berimon ke'kafres be'avyenis. Eina mitzteref ha'pagav, v'kaimul en v'or v'arayt of shemir mitzterefen le'tumas kala, v'hain le'tumas eichlin. Rashi is a kasha. There's a din shemir by tumas eichlin too. So why is the neitz not mitzteref for tumas eichlin? If it's a shomer, then it should be mitzaref for tumas eichlin also. Rashi answers: Hani mil klipas eges v'rimon, aval neitz shomer al gavi shomeru, main mitzaref ochem inu ba'avareit. By all of the shomer is even a shomer al gavi shomer. By tumas eichlin is only a shomer that's not al gavi shomer. So the neitz is a shomer, but it's a shomer al gavi shomer. Chayom ba'olad rachmana rabinu may es piri atofel the piri. So Rashi explained what klipa you're going on. It's interesting. What's Rashi being most still of you? We already saw that a shomer is es piri es atoful the piri. What's Rashi repeating it for again now? What does Rashi want? We already said this. What's Pashup Shad and Rashi? Anybody?
Because it's not necessarily a shomer. It could be something else.
To what?
Sorry, there's some echo. It's not necessarily a shomer.
What are you it's talking about? What's Rashi going on? V'tonagabi orla klipi rimin v'anechilo klipi goyzin v'agarinim chayovim ba'orla. So Rashi says the chayovim ba'orla derachmanu rabinu me'es piri atofel piri. What's Rashi want? We know that a shomer is misrabah from es piri as a atofel piri. We saw that before in the Gemara. Anybody? I'm just getting an echo, like a science fiction movie. Isn't
we might not have thought that applies to Shomer the Shomer.
What?
We might not have thought that applies to Shomer the Shomer.
I mean, Rashi already said that it applies to Shomer, and then it belongs to Rashi before. I think Pashup Shad is Rashi explaining Garinim. The Mishnah says that klipei ego, here it's mischavish in the Mishnah, also garinim. Garinim are not a shomer. So Rashi is telling me garinim are also mischavish from esa tafel lepiri. That's also tafel lepiri. There's different kinds of tafel lepiri. There's a shomer, is a tafel lepiri. And the garinim are also tafel lepiri. So the same ribui of esa tafel lepiri is marbe not only klipin, it's marbe garinim. It's an important later we see the taisus about garinim. It's mavu in this Rashi, l'chayr, that garinim are mischavish also from esa tafel lepiri. So anyway, fact so Rashi continues to find it's less shame betalish kshem siyabish neifel miyala klipa. So my answer is elam rava hocha heich aminon the nasul shame of the peri heich the isip b'shas gemar peri. How kaf is less b'shas gemar peri? It doesn't have to be shame betalish. It's not b'mechuber, but it has to be b'mechuber when it becomes a pri. But if when the pri is nigmar and it gets a shem pri, the shame is already gone. Then it was never shame of the pri. The shomer has to be a shomer lepri. So it has to be a shomer when the thing is already called a pri, which is by the most assuming by the gemara pri. So says Rashi, kafras lesser be gemara peru. Shemagia somach lebishula hu neifel mimenu. When it ripens, the kafras falls off before it ripens. So since it's never a shomer to a ripe pri, so it's not called the shomer lepri. And that's different by Riemann. Apparently, it's not the way the Riemann, maybe it falls off, but it falls off after the Riemann is ripe. So that's a shame of the pre. But the kafras falls off before the tzlaf is ripe, before the avenis is ripe. So that's not a shame of the pre. Back to Gemara, ini, from Rav Nachman, from Rav Avuah, hani miskli do'orla, siri ho'el v'nasa, shame of the pre. It says that miskli, rashes b'tmarim, ki kafras b'tzlaf, in dates, is this miskli, that's shame on the tmarim. And they also have this. They also have a din of Orla Shomer. V'shem lepri emes havi v'kufra. But these miskali, they're only on the dates. They're only shame of the dates when the dates are young. V'kufra k'shat k'matamarim k'tanim k'ayin b'shulam when they're not yet ripe. By the time the dates ripen, the miskali are not there anymore, or they're not shomer anymore. V'kukarli shame lepri. So you see that there's no such criteria, there's no such requirement. It could be a shomer even if it's only shomer before the pre finishes ripening. So my answer is Nachman Tovla Rabbi Yosi. Nachman holds like Rabbi Yosi. This nine Rabbi Yosi Omer smother also neshu pre. The kufra have a pre afal pishaloy nigmar l'vichel shemer shloy chashiv shemer. As Rav Yosi says, that smother in the grapes. Rashi says smother and novim came in shenovel haperach when the flower falls off. V'chol gagir near latzma and you see each individual grape. But it's very small, like a little seed. That's called smother. The kufra Rav Yosi came in shabol l'chal smother kari pre v'asim mishum arla. So Rabbi Yosi says, "Smother also nushum b'shum pri." So Rav Nachman held like Rabbi Yosi that even smother is a pri. So that's why Rav Nachman said that the mischali on the dates are called the shemel pri, because even though they fall off when the dates are ripe, you don't need the dates to be ripe for the dates to have a shem pri, because even a smother has a shem pri for arla. So the dates also before they're ripe, just like the grapes before when they're only smother, they have a shem pri linyan arla. So the dates also have a shem pri linyan arla, even before they're ripe. But that's only Rabbi Yosi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. We pass in that the pre is only a pre after it's ripe. And therefore the kafrisin for us are not a shemer. But pligi rabbanan. Says Rashi v'halocha k'rabbanan hilchah evyonis v'ayin shakafrisin b'hen la'peirinu. The kafrisin, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. So the evyonis, until they ripen, they're not a pre. So therefore, the kafisin never became a shayim lepri. In fact, Gemara, is that true that the rabbanon don't agree with Rabbi Yosi? I mean, it's true they don't agree with Rabbi Yosi by dates, like grapes, but it's not true that they don't agree with Rabbi Yosi at all. Says Rashi, "B'shar elonis chutzman anovim in kaitzes and mishvias. Drachman amar la'achlo b'le'lefs. You're not allowed to cut down. You're not allowed to be mafsid perish shvias. So when are they called perish that you're not allowed to cut down the tree to be mafsid perish shvias? So by there's different shiurim here for kfamim and charubim, but mishayitzil es apri, mishayisharshu, mishayiru ben kamin shasharish shalchubim, mishayiru shanovim gosim kiguah kamin farshla, mishayanitzu mishayidol hanetzavim." So the different shiurim here for, according to Basil, for charubim and for kfanim and for zesim. But other ilanis, mishay yitzil. Rashi mishay yitzil. Rashi a little bit out of order for some reason. Yitzil esapri. V'yom Rav Asi, Who baiser? Who garu? Who pull a lovin? The lovin's not kadaitach. It's not a bean. It's a grape. Elayma shiurik pull a lovin. So man shamet. Look, the mark finishes the right. Man shamet the dorma baiser in smadaloi. The baiser over here says, the Mishnah rather says that the shiur by anovim is Misha Yigru. And Yigru, the Gemara says, is Baiser. Baiser is larger than Smother. So this Mishnah obviously not Rabbi Yossi. Baiser and Smother light. So this Mishnah we now know is the Rabban in the commission, not Rabbi Yossi the commissioner. Viktani Shakalonis Misha Yitzil. And it says also in this Mishnah that by all other Elonis, it has a Shempri. Meaning even before it's ripe, just when the pre comes out, when the pre comes out, it already has a shempri. So you see that even the Rabbanon, they argue by anovim that it's not enough smother, you need to have baisa. But by other ilanis, all you need is mishayit seal to have a shempri, leaning arla and leaning bimafsu perishvius. So we're back to square one. So the kafrisin, even if they fall off when the fruit ripens, when the venus ripen, but they don't, but they're still there when it's mishayit seal, when the venus first start to develop, there is a shaymer, so it's still evident of a shaymer lepri. Ella merova hey chamin and have a shaymer lepri. Hechad the chishakus le shaymer mayis pera. Hoche chishakus le mayis pera. The shomer has to be critical for the life of the pri. If the pri could get along without the shomer, that's not a shomer. So the kafisin are the avyonis could manage without the kafisin. So therefore, they don't have the shomer. Have you uvdut v'shaklula l'neitz the remainder of a yovish remainder? They took off the neitz of a remainder and it died. So you see that is a shomer, like I said before, that it does have the nevi shomer. But shaklula pircha de bitisa, they took off the kafrisin of the avyonis of the tzlaf, became bitisa, and the avyonis lived to tell the tale. So you see that it's not a shomer. So this is the gemara that Rashash pointed out, that here the gemara seems to use the word pircha to mean the kafrisin. Shaklula pircha de bitisa became bitisa. But there are and as in our gemara and on Amud Aleph, the word pircha meant the avyonis lechayer. People planted a diet to the picha, actually means the pri, the avyanis. Maybe it means the kafisin too. But a kapanim, it doesn't mean only the kafisin. And here the Gemara used the word picha to mean the kafisin. The avyanis are called have a different name, bitiso. Actually, bitiso is avyanis. But the Rashash points out the Orach has a different case than the Gemara. Shaklua le nitsa the picha, the ikayim bitiso. They took off the nates. The kafisin is called the nates. They took off the nates of the picha. And a kayam bitisa and the avyonis lived. So I pointed out in the past, it's even if you the orach, there's a etymological difficulty here. What's the word for avyonis? If you guys they took off the nates of the pircha. So what are the avyonis? The pircha. The nates is the kafisin, and the pircha is the avyonis. But then it should say v'kayam avyonis, v'kayam pircha. It should say v'shakul the nates of the pircha v'kayam pircha. How come it changes in the same sentence? It changes the terminology for the Yavyanis from Pircha to Bitiso. They took up the nates of the Pircha and the Bitiso lived. Why are we in the same sentence changing the nomenclature for the Yavyanis? They saw this Meduik in this Gersa of the Aruch that the word Pircha means the Yavyanis with the Kafisim together. So the nitsa of the pircha means the nates of the pircha, the whole thing when it's together. They took off the nates, and now what's left is the bitisa, the avyonis without the kafis. But pircha means the avyonis with the kafis together, and that's very meduik, because the Tan of the Brisa and Omid Aleph says that you make a bari peitz and the avyonis and the kafis, and on that the Gemara says because it's a diet to the pircha, diet to the pircha. So that's the bottom line of the Gemara. That the reason why the kafisim over here don't have a din shomer is because the avyonis can survive without it. Then we have this bahag. The hilchos of kamar barashi, the zorik as avyonis v'achal as a kafisim, Yeah, that way we talked about it like the Shittas of Hag is that the halacha is like Marbar Ravashi, like Kavudah Marav, that he ate the kafrisin, and since he ate the kafrisin, so therefore the bracha is bari pri adam. It's not a pri eitz. Taisus asks, that's only chutzlars. The Gemara says it's only because halacha kamaisi chutzlars, and Eretz Yisrael halacha is like kabbalaza. For brachas l'chaush to go like Eretz Yisrael, because that's the primary achrola halacha. So Taisus is chaylik on the back. The Ramban, Ben Yonah, they defend the Bahag. The Ramban defends the Bahag that the Gemara means in chutzlars we make like a bekiva, in Eretz Yisrael it's a suffik. So in Eretz Yisrael we're machmer misuffik like Rabbi Lazar, and we're noy garl in the kafis, and it's only a suffik. And we need brachas since it's sad that halacha is like a bekiva. So therefore, you need brachas, you make a bari piadam, you suffer. And then we saw the Rambam holds, no, the halacha is like a bikiva 100%. Yeah, that could be fat in the Bahag already also. Once the Rambam holds, the halacha is mamash like a bikiva, not only in Chutz Laaretz. Because halacha can be given mechaverov. Okay. Let's see, Tosfos. People go to Vazir, Vagarinim, Chayovim, Barla. So, Tosfos, the Perininu. מכאן שיש לברך על הגרעינים של גודגודוני, יש לגרעיני הפרסקים ושל תפוחים וכל מיני גרעינים של פרס בריא פרי עץ. They say, you see from this Gemara that the גרעינים have a din of a pri eitz, they have a din of chayim and olah. So you see that they have a din of being a pri eitz. So therefore the bracha on garinim is bari pri eitz. Edible seeds of a fruit have a bracha bari pri eitz. So this is a big mokam iyan. This is a big mokam iyan. We're only married by the Garinim, when Rashi was Meduik, they were only married by the Garinim from the Reba, from the din of Esa Tafala period. It means that the Garinim are not a pre, they're a Tafala pre. For Arlo, we're married by the Tafala pre. Was it Abdul Brachas? This is Ben Mesubigam and Machalikas Hafai School. How to understand what's going on over here. The Magen Avraham, the Simon Reish Beis, says that you see from this Tosfos, that whatever we're married before Allah is Bar Pi'etz. And therefore, just like Taisa says, that the Garinim, since the Garinim have Dini Allah, so they have the Brachas Bar Pi'etz, so a Shaymer also, if it's edible, it's Brachas Bar Pi'etz. And therefore, the Magen Avraham Paskins, that orange peels, they used to make candied orange peels. My grandmother used to also make candied orange peels. So, we call it, Mother Ram called them Klipe Maransin. Marans is an orange. Klipe Maransin, candied, they would candy them. And so the Mother Ram said the Baruch is Bar Pi'etz. So he's a few reasons the Mother Ram, but one of the reasons he says is because as he's Madame to these places, just like the Garinim, since they have Dini Arla, so the Baruch is Bar Pi'etz. So Klipin also, since they have a Dini Arla, so the Baruch is Bar Pi'etz. And the Taz and Simon Reish Dalin, Taz is Chaylik. And he says, that's a special Dini Arla. That's not a by Arla. It's a special din by Arla that the Shomer is also, but for everything else the Shomer for Tumas Eichlin, for everything else the Shomer is not also. It's a special in our stuff of the period. It's a kosher by Arla. Nothing with brachas. I garinim. But I Taisa says that garinim are bar pi'etz based on this gemara, but garinim. So I think the Tas is beferish. I think Tas is beferish. That garinim are not from the ribui. Garinim are a svar. When the Brisa says that garinim have arla, that's not from esatofel period. That's because stam is in the garinim are a pri. The garinim are part of the pri betzim. Doesn't need a ribui. So that taisim medai. The garinim are a pri, so they are very priates. It's only the klipin that were marba from esatofel period, and that has nothing to do with brachas. We saw many Rashi's meduik not like that. Rashi's meduik, but taisim doesn't have to agree with Rashi. Rashi's Meduik, the Garinim were also from Esatofel period, but Rashi doesn't say that they're Bar Pi'etz. Tosfos says that the Garinim are very creates. Maybe Tosfos holds it's not for the Rebbe if it's a double interpretive period. The Rebbe is only for Shomer. It's only for the Shomer, not for the Garinim. The Magen Avraham is right. The Magen Avraham, holds not the way. The Magen Avraham holds that the Garinim. No, it's a mole the Magen Avraham. I would have said it's Takam Achleikas Rashi and Tosfos. Was that's postured like the Taz, the past like the Taz. That just because we're married with something la'orla because it's a shayma lepri, it's a tuffle lepri, that has nothing to do with brachas. It's a tuffle to the pri, but it's not in Hilchas brachas, not a pri. Not a pri. So what we're married from Esat Tuffle Pri is going to be. So Rashi says that Garinim are learned that from Esat Tuffle Pri, you're fine. So the bracha won't be Bari Pri Eitz. Taisus says that the bracha and Garinim is Bari Pri Eitz. Maybe Taisus holds that Garinim attack are not from Esat Tuffle Pri. The Garinim are a svar at the part of the pre. The Esat Tuffle Pri is only for the klipin. But the Magen Avraham holds that way. The Magen Avraham learns that Taisus agrees with Rashi that the Garinim are misrabah from Esat Tuffle Pri, and yet that's the reason why there should be Bari Pri Eitz. And therefore, who are then the klipim merans and the orange peels? Even though since they're a shema, they don't fall off while the orange is on the tree. They're a shema. So then, they're a tuffel of pri. And if they're a tuffel of pri, the bracha becomes bar pri eitz. The guy asks. The Mishnah says in Arla that this Mishnah that the Gemara quotes. That klipi agazim, this mission about klipin and garinim, yeah, paragraph Mishnah has klipi rimay by nation like klipi agazim by garinim chayav marla. The Mishnah goes on and says, but not revoy. They don't have a din revoy. Because in Revoy, you don't have this Revoy, it's a tough little period. Says the guy, no, so you see the fairies, it's a special in my world. It doesn't even apply to Revoy. So it certainly doesn't apply to Brachas. However, maybe that's not such a terrible kasha. I mean, the guy asked the kasha. But maybe we can answer on behalf of the Magen Avraham, maybe we could answer that the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos over there in Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches and Arla says that the reason why the din of Klipei Agazim and Garinim only applies to Arla and doesn't apply to Revoy is because it's talking about inedible Klipei and Garinim, and therefore by Arla I don't care that it's inedible. Because all is Nisar Hana, it doesn't have to be a food. But Revoy is a Nisar Achila. And Nisar Achila can only be in a food, and these things aren't edible. No, it's more in the Ram and the Pirush Mishnayos. The reason why Klipin and Garinim is only by Orla and not by Revoy is not because Be'etzem, there's no Din of Esat Tafel period by Revoy. Could be by Revoy, you also have a Din of Esat Tafel period. We learn out from Orla, this is a Din of Tafel period. But Revoy, by definition, is only on food. So if it's not food, it doesn't have a Din of Revoy. But if it would be edible, klipin and garinim, then by revoy would also be awesome. So this particular kasha of the goy, lefi the rabbi and the pirush Mishnah, it's not a kasha. So the Magen Avraham could hold like that too. But in svara it needs a l'char in svara the Magen Avraham is hard to understand. Okay, I think we have to stop here. Okay, Mr. Hashem, see you tomorrow. So we have to finish up the few times in here. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. And then we'll go out to see your people. Yeah. Okay.